Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll have not one, but two segments dedicated to Al Boley, and we've got some songs about canines, vision, and doors. Last week, January 7th, marked the birth in 1899 in Mozambique of Albert Alec Boley. His father was Greek, his mother Lebanese, and he grew up in Johannesburg, South Africa. He studied banjo and guitar and joined Edgar Adler's band in 1923 and toured South Africa and India before moving to Singapore as featured vocalist with Jimmy LaKeem's band. His recording career began in Berlin, Germany in 1927 with various groups including Arthur Briggs' Savoy Syncopators, George Carhart's New Yorkers, and Fred Bird's Salon Symphonic Jazz Band. Boley arrived in London in 1928 and worked with Fred Elizalde at the Savoy Hotel. Between 1930 and 33, he recorded nearly 700 songs, the most notable being with Ray Noble's New Mayfair Dance Orchestra and the Roy Fox Band. He sang with Fox at the Monsignor Restaurant and stayed with the band when it was taken over by Lou Stone. In 1934, Al went to the U.S. with Noble, playing New York's Rainbow Room and recording for Victor. He also had his own NBC radio series and appeared in the big broadcast of 1936, where he sang Ray Noble's composition, Goodnight, Sweetheart. He returned to England in 1936 and formed his own Radio City Rhythm Makers. He also worked with the bands of Maurice Winnick, Sid Lipton, Geraldo, Ken Snake Hips Johnson, and others, and teamed up with singer Jimmy Messini in a stage act called the Radio Stars with Two Guitars. Al Boley died when a German bomb exploded outside his London apartment on April 17, 1941. Here's the first of two sets of songs by Al Boley.
Hey there, Goopy Gear, seat yourself down over here. Time to play piano, come on, caress that old clavier. Somewhere every night, Goopy's in that old limelight. Men surround him, women hound him, he's a musical racketeer. He'll play that old strutter's ball, or any new tune at all. Someday he'll pack the Albert Hall. Not studied music, he does not know his notes, but to should he young Goopy Gear, he plays piano and he plays by ear. He's just a slave to music, no time to sow new oats, can't help but cheer when Goopy Gear plays piano and he does by ear. They make a fuss over him, does he make dough? Oh, then it's no wonder he's so temperamental. He needs a longer keyboard. They'll build him one up there. Oh, you should hear young Goopy Gear. He plays piano and he plays by ear. He plays a little bit of Bach and Beethoven too. And you should hear that guy play blues. And when he's hot, he always plays his Cyril Scott. Thank you.
and you be a ooze.
Thank you.
A trio of songs from Al Boley, born January 7, 1899. We started the show with Al backed by Carol Gibbons and his Savoy Hotel Orpheans in 1932 and a Herman Hupfeld composition, Goopy Gear. Goopy Gear was a canine Warner Brothers cartoon character who appeared in three of the last black and white Merry Melodies. In the April 16, 1932 cartoon titled Goopy Gear, G-E-E-R, by the way, Goopy is a nightclub performer who makes his entrance and plays I Have Not Studied Piano, not only with his paws, but with his ears as well. He then accompanies three cats slurping soup to sidewalks of New York. A cow in the audience plucks his spaghetti like guitar strings. Goopy's gloves play Tiger Rag by themselves. There's a fire-breathing horse, a waiter who's an ape, the fat lady hippo from Smile, Darn Ya, Smile, and so on. Kind of makes you wonder what these guys were on. So why play Goopy Gear? Oh, I don't know. Aside from trying to play Al with other bands other than just Ray Noble, I wanted to be able to say the word Goopy on the radio. After Goopy Gear, it was Al in 1928 with Fred Alisalda and his music and a Gus Kahn-Ted Fiorito collaboration, I'm Sorry Sally. And we wrapped up the set with Al and Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Orchestra on New Year's Eve, 1930, and Sunny Days. We'll have more Al Boley at the end of the show. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without the radio, oh, what you're missing.
Last week, January 7th in 1941, the NBC Blue Radio Network presented the first installment of The Squeaky Door. That was the show's original title. It was later changed to a more familiar title, The Inner Sanctum. Here's the opening of the show in 1945.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Inner Sanctum Mysteries. Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is your host to welcome you in through the squeaking door.
So here to commemorate the Inner Sanctum, or the Squeaky Door, are some rapidly rotating records about doors, beginning with Washboard Sam.
A while ago, late when I come in. Woo! Then when out that back door. Hey! Thank you.
no skin and I got no lid for the ice cream feet. Bloody short and red, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
Over there, over there, I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
For I got no skin and I got no lid for the ice cream feet. Like a shortening bread, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. And I hit him in the head with a walking cane, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
Over there, I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
For I got no skillet and I got no lid, but I ain't big taste like a shortening bread, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. Satan around the stump, and I gave him a kick for every jump, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
Over there, I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
For I got no skin and I got no lid, but I ain't big feet like a shortening bread, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. Door and I hit him in the head with a 2x4, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
Over there, I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
For I got no skillet and I got no lid, but I ain't straight face like a shortening bread, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
Some songs about doors to commemorate the debut of the NBC radio program The Squeaky Door on January 7th, 1941. We began with Washboard Sam and his Washboard Band and Back Door from May 4, 1937. Arnett Nelson was on clarinet, Big Bill Brunzi on guitar, and Washboard Sam on, well, washboard. Next, it was the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra, directed by Bill Carlson and credited on that Broadway 78 as Wisconsin Roof Garden Orchestra, and Who's That Knocking at My Door from around October of 1927. And we just heard the Woody Brothers, Ephraim and Lawton, and Chased Old Satan Through the Door. At age 20, North Carolina singer and guitarist Ephraim Woody formed a string band with banjoist Edison Knuckles and fiddler Clay Reed. Since Woody was the only bachelor, he named the band Ephraim Woody and the Henpecked Husbands. On October 24, 1929, they recorded Two Sides at a Columbia Field studio set up in Johnson City, Tennessee. Ephraim's older brother Lawton was a schoolteacher. He heard that Victor was holding recording sessions in Charlotte, North Carolina, and wrote and arranged a recording date. On May 29, 1931, the Woody Brothers recorded two songs they had written especially for the session, Chased Old Satan Through the Door and Likes Liquor, L-I-K-K-E-R, Better Than Me. Now just try and name another radio program where you're going to hear the Woody Brothers other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week on January 9th in 1929, the Seeing Eye was incorporated in Nashville, Tennessee. The Seeing Eye is North America's first dog guide school and was founded by Dorothy Harrison Eustace. Since 1929, they've matched nearly 13,000 specially bred and trained Seeing Eye dogs with blind persons from across the U.S. and Canada. So to commemorate the Seeing Eye, here are two sets of songs, one about eyes and one about dogs.
Thank you. stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from you. 'Cause I only have eyes for you.
Some songs about eyes on Rapidly Rotating Records. We begin the set with the Leo F. Reisman Orchestra and their first hit from January 9, 1921, the Otto Mattson and M.K. Jerome tune Bright Eyes. Then from the film Dames, Anson Weeks Orchestra with K. St. Germain vocalizing on Dubin and Morin's I Only Have Eyes for You, recorded July 20, 1934. And we just heard Markell's Orchestra from October of 1922 and The Twinkle in Your Eyes. Well, there are some songs about eyes. Here are some songs about dogs, beginning with the Arcadia Peacock Orchestra of St. Louis. ¶¶
you ever been in the boiler room of an ocean liner? Temperature 120, fire on all sides. That's the nearest thing to describe the Plutonian abode. That is, until you see Red Nichols and his orchestra in action. Then you revise your opinion. Why, when they start to play, they drag in cakes of ice instead of chairs. And at the close of the program, they're sitting on the floor, the ice having melted and disappeared in the form of steam. You can readily understand this after you have heard Bawling the Jack and Walking the Dog.
Was ordered by his physician to go away to the mountains for a rest. He went home, told his members of his family of what the doctor had said. He says, while I'm away, I don't wish to be annoyed by letters or telegrams. In fact, I don't want to receive any news of any kind. So he went away, was gone about 6 weeks. Returned to the city very much improved in health and very anxious for some news from home. Got off of the train at the depot, was met by his colored servant, and the following conversation ensued. He said, well, Henry, how is everything at home? Is there any news?
He says, no, sir. There ain't no news, sir. Everything is just about the same as when you all went away.
Nothing happened?
No, sir. There ain't nothing happened. There ain't no news.
Well, he says, you know, I'm just dying for some word from home now. You can tell me any little thing, no matter how trifling.
No, sir. There ain't no news. There ain't nothing to tell you, sir. Except, it's just one little thing. Since you've been away, your dog died.
Oh, he says, my dog died, eh? Well, that's too bad. What killed the dog?
Well, sir, the dog eats some burnt horse flesh. And that's what killed the dog.
He eats burnt horse flesh?
Where did he get burnt horse flesh to eat?
Well, sir, you know your barn burned down.
And after the fire had cooled off, the dog went and ate some of the burnt horse flesh, and that's what killed the dog.
Oh, he says, my barn burned down, eh?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, indeed, the barn, that's all burned down.
Well, says, how did the barn catch fire?
Well, see, you see, the spark from the house flew over, caught onto the barn, burned the barn down, burned up all the cows and the horses, and after the fire had cooled off, the dog went and ate some of the burnt horse flesh, and that's what killed the dog. Oh, he says, then my house burned down too, eh? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, indeed. The house, that's completely destroyed. Well, how did the house catch fire? Well, sir, they had some candles burning in the house, and one of the candles caught onto the curtains, and the curtains caught onto the roof, and the spark flew over and caught onto the barn, and burned the barn down, burned up all the cows and the horses, and after the fire had cooled off, the dog went and ate some of the burnt horse flesh, and that's what killed the dog. He says they had candles burning in the house where I have gas and electricity. I never knew there was a candle in the place. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. They had the candles there. They had the candles burning all around the coffin. The coffin? Who's dead? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's another little thing I forgot to tell you about. Since you've been away, your mother-in-law died. Oh, my mother-in-law died, eh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She's dead, all right. You needn't worry about that. Well, it says, what killed my mother-in-law? Well, sir, I don't know exactly what killed her, sir. But around the neighborhood, they say it was from the shock of your wife running away with the chauffeur. But outside of that, sir, why, there ain't no news.
Nat M. Wills' first and most popular record, A Victor, recorded October 14, 1908. No News or What Killed the Dog? No News was recorded in 1927 by Frank Crummett, and Wills re-recorded it later for Columbia. Before Nat Wills, we heard Red Nichols and his Five Pennies from an August 25, 1930 radio transcription and Walkin' the Dog. And we began with the Arcadia Peacock Orchestra of St. Louis, directed by Jack Ford, and Dog on the Piano, written by Ted Shapiro, who was, of course, Sophie Tucker's regular pianist. Dog on the Piano was recorded in St. Louis on November 29, 1924. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Well, a gentleman in No News didn't want to be annoyed by letters or telegrams, but that's certainly not the case here. Your requests and comments about the show are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I've never received a telegram, but I suppose you could send one if you like. Do they even still have telegrams? You can also send cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Well, I promised a second set by Al Boley, and here he is.
My faith will be never ending. the blue sea, wind of my dreams, bring back a message, tell me love gleams in her dear eyes, and paradise waits for me over the blue.
Gentle breeze is playing, and the trees are softly swaying. That's where lovers should be straying, just humming along. Down the lane beside the farm there, spring is showing every charm there. Let us wander arm in arm there, just humming along. Love's a wonderful thing. Makes you feel you must sing. Take a saunter with me, please do. Glad to whisper like the trees do. Greet the spring the way the bees do. Just humming along.
Three more from Al Boley, born January 7, 1899. We began with Al and the Roy Fox Band from November 5, 1931 and Over the Blue. Then from the original 78, courtesy of Martin Smith, Al Boley with Ray Noble and his new Mayfair Orchestra and Living in Clover from 1932. And we just heard Just Humming Along, recorded in London on April 20th, 1932 with the Durium Dance Band. And guess what? We have time for one more. Here's Al with the Jack Leon Band in 1931 and Bubbling Over with Love. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.